Yeah, so at Squawk, we've got the 23 under 23s. So great bit of content that the guys have put together. So we're looking at the best 23 players under the age of 23 in the world of football. So the list, you know, went up a few days ago, and we've got great interaction on it. People are absolutely loving it. Just to give you a quick rundown of the top 10, we've got Hector Bellerin at 10, Julian Weigl at number 9, Anthony Martial at 8, Jose Jimenez at number 7. Then moving number 6, we've got Romelu Lukaku, Harry Kane at number 5. On to number 4, Pablo Dybala from Juventus, and then the top 3. Raheem Sterling at 3, Rafael Varane at 2, and then number 1, Paul Pogba.
And just looking at them names, I mean, really, when you look at that top 10, they're all quite well-known names now. Anyway, and I think that's an interesting point, that these players are so young and so gifted and yet so well-known as well at such a young age.
That was one of the sort of criteria that we were looking at is for each of the players was they've got to have, you know, a massive influence on their team. You know, these 10 players, they're all starters at their club. They've all been doing crazy, crazy things. You know, one that's probably less known, Jose Jimenez. Sort of Diego Simeone's Atletico Madrid, we all know what they've sort of become, this wall, this defensive unit that's incredible. You know, Godin has talked about a lot, his defence centre-back partnering, but Jose Jimenez has sort of come in and he's, you know, arguably as good as Diego Godin, and he's starting to get the plaudits, and it's great to have players like that in our list.
Is it? Yeah, you get some of these players that are in there who maybe don't get the recognition that they do deserve, and you know, there's other ones that are in there who have been spoke about, and one that I think we should really chat about as well, because he's been the subject of a huge, huge bid over the summer, and you know, there was potentially another one coming in January, and that's of course John Stones, who of course used to play for Barnsley, he's now down at Everton as well. I mean, my friend who goes to Everton all the time, he's a season ticket holder, he thinks he's believing his own hype at the moment, but you guys think he's a hell of a cracking player.
I think he is. His potential is absolutely incredible. Obviously, the only Yorkshireman in our list. And I just think he's a player that could definitely become one of the best centre-backs in the world. What I love about John Stones is he has swagger. Not like swagger where you're showing off, you're buying yourself a big golden medallion, but swagger on the ball. His composure is ridiculous. There was a moment earlier on the season where he did a Cruyff turn in his penalty area. Yeah. The Everton fans were getting on his back for that, but doing a Cruyff turn in your own penalty area under pressure, it just shows what class you've got on the ball. I'd argue that the only thing that he could sort of improve on maybe is his physicality. He could bulk out a bit, but that'll come with age. And I just think, you know, where's the sort of end for him? Very much like Rio Ferdinand, brings the ball out of defence and can distribute so, so well. So at the Euros, it's going to be crucial to have him next to Chris Smalling.
Do you think it's those two in the centre? Because obviously, you know, you look at the old partnership, I guess, it was Jagielka and Cahill, wasn't it? And they've just fallen by the wayside.
They really have. I think they've potentially hit that sort of age of their career where they're going over the 30 mark and they're starting to go on the downhill of their career. So I think it's definitely important to bring the likes of John Stones in. And I mentioned before, Chris Smalling has had a fantastic season at Manchester United. So I think that pairing could be quite good, with John Stones being the calm ball player and then Chris Smalling being that aggressive ball-winning defender.
I was going to say, when you look at John Stones and his England future, I mean, this is a player who realistically could be playing for his country for the next 10, 12 years.
100%. He's a player that will continue to improve. And, you know, whether he does go to Chelsea, he's obviously been linked with them in the past, or Manchester United, or wherever, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, he's going to be a player that's going to be in this England side for a long time to come.
He is quality, isn't he? There's no doubt about it. And I think he just needs to settle down a little bit and make sure he gets the basics right, along with doing the Cruyff turns in the box. Which I always say this about Mamadou Sarko, because I watch him and you know, he's undoubtedly a good defender. He seems to do all the really difficult things really easily, and then he does all the really easy things and makes it look like, you know, it's the most complicated scientific procedure on the planet.
He's a strange defender, isn't he? I do like him, but then there's moments where his lapse of concentration, and then, you know, Liverpool will go on to concede a goal, and I feel that at the top level you just can't have that. You need that consistency, that calmness. I think that's what John Stones has got and Sacco hasn't got, is the calmness to sort of get on the ball. I feel sometimes when Sacco comes out with the ball, he'll play sort of a pass into central midfield. It will meet its target, but then it's not a very good pass to receive in central midfield. It'll be driven, and then they'll lose the ball after that, you know, second touch of the central midfielder or so forth. So I feel that's another part of his game that he's got to improve. But obviously, he's still quite young as well. I think, what, 25? So
something like that, yeah. Yeah. I do enjoy watching a defender do a Cruyff turn in the box. It's always a quality one, isn't it? And again, you know, looking at this list, Everton have got a heck of a lot of players on it. And, you know, the dancing manager, Martinez, he seems to be doing something good here.
Oh, well, he can drop shapes on the dance floor, and boy, can he manage young players as well. It's been great to see this season that he's brought through Lukaku, you know, obviously Barkley and John Stones. I feel with him that he breeds confidence into them and gives them the freedom. You look at the goals scored in the Premier League, only Man City and Leicester City have scored more goals, and they're really enjoying their football. You watch Everton attacking, it's so fluid. Obviously, there's criticism with Martinez just defensively. You know, he needs to probably work on that a bit more in terms of conceding goals, could cut that down. But I just like managers that give young players like time. And you look at the world, you know, people that give young people confidence, it's a great thing to have, and I just, you know, appreciate that a lot in a football manager.
Yeah, it's really good. And you know what, it's quite sad to see him get a lot of stick at the minute as well, because again, talking to a few Everton fans, they're not massively happy with him with some of the results that have gone their way recently. They've not been hugely, you know, thinking that he's doing the right thing for the club, but I think he's taking him in the right direction. And you know, if they get the new ownership, things are going to be much better for Everton. Let's take a look at some of the other players who are on this who could be heading to the Premier League soon. Obviously talking about Julian Weigl as well, coming to Manchester City. City are going to be spending bazillions, aren't they? You know, Pogba could be coming over here as well, but Julian's really had a great season, hasn't he, in the Bundesliga?
He's had a fantastic season. Thomas Tuchel came in at the start of the season for Borussia Dortmund, and Julian Weigl, 19 years old, went straight into the side. Quite interestingly, the reason Dortmund did so poorly the last season under Klopp was the spacing behind the fullbacks. And Weigl's come into this Borussia Dortmund team and he's playing as the single holder and has completely eradicated that problem. You look at Dortmund going forward, they are so fast, so quick. Marco Reus, Aubameyang, Mkhitaryan, but then Julian Weigl's knitting all this together. He's holding in midfield and he's just playing brilliant football at the moment.
And you know, City look like they could be going for that, because obviously you'll get their new manager, you will get Pep Guardiola knowing people from the Bundesliga and thinking, I'm going to bring him over, he's going to be good. Then you look at the big talent because they want the name, and he's the man who's at the top of their list, Paul Pogba. People will want to see him in the Premier League, won't they? Doing the dab, you know, when he scores a goal, they'll be wanting to see all this.
Yeah, well, obviously, Jess Lingard is the dab master at the moment, but with Pogba coming in, if he does come into the Premier League, be a great addition to the Premier League. He's a wonderful player, a player that can spin a game on its head in a moment, like with a brilliant sort of turn of pace or beating a man and getting a shot on goal. It's just great to see. He definitely deserves to be number one on the squawker list, 100%. He's definitely the best player under 23 in the world.
And looking at the list, he's number 11 in this list, Leroy Sané. He seems to be a player that's been linked with, well, basically all the big teams in England, a real good talent.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He's, you know, small, very, very quick, agile, a perfect winger. You know, we've seen Bayern Munich this season, they've sort of gone back to the traditional wingers with Kingsley Coman and Douglas Costa. So if Pep sort of applies that same logic to Manchester City, we could see Sané at City. He's been linked with Barcelona as well. So he's a top talent. He's going to be, you know, future Ballon d'Or contender, I reckon.
There's a chap which is on your list who I've bought in the past on, not Football Manager, but FIFA. I've not seen him on Football Manager, actually, but he's number 12 in your list. He is the youngest man who has really, really, absolutely smashed it in Italy at the San Siro, Mauro Icardi. What a forward. What a talent this kid is.
No, a top talent. A joint top scorer in Serie A last season. I think in the last 3 years, only Higuain scored more goals in Serie A, so he's a player of great quality. Interestingly enough, Mancini's gone over to Inter Milan, and they play quite a defensive style of football, so at the start of the season he wasn't scoring as many goals just because they weren't creating chances, but now he's sort of banging form, and they're still not creating that many chances, but he's scoring goals. He's sort of an old sort of style striker in a way, sort of like a Gonzalo Higuain, I'd say, or a you know, Alan Shearer, but that type of striker that just scores goals. That is what he does. So, if Liverpool have been linked, so it'd be a good move for Liverpool. Obviously, Benteke, you know, injured Sturridge and Origi, still a young lad, could be a really interesting signing.
Yeah, you know, maybe they could engineer a swap deal or something like that, you know, for for Benteke. That might be able to happen. I'm sure they'd love a nice little statue over in Italy. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at some of the players who came out of Inter Milan. Mateo Kovacic went off to Real Madrid. He was another top draw talent that a lot of people were talking about. Great midfielder, but Icardi really has just lit up the league. He's been an absolute superstar. This list is brilliant. Where can you find it on your website?
I'll just go on to squawker.com, onto the homepage, scroll down to the regulars section, you'll find the list right there, and obviously it's got the you jump into that, it's got the link to every single one of the articles, so you can go and check out Gabriel Barbosa, the new Messi.
Yeah.
No, sorry, not the new Messi, the new Neymar, he's quoted to be, but we've called him the new Suarez. More similar to Suarez, he plays for Santos over in Brazil, so you can find some info on him, or, you know, Saul plays for Atletico Madrid. There's just loads of great profiles. It's just excellent work. The lads have done brilliantly.